Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 16, Letter Number 5869, Baruch Hashem. The 22nd day of Mar Cheshvan, Tov Shem Yudches, Brooklyn, Rav Chosid, Moreinu David Meir, Sheyichya Shulman, in Brooklyn. The Rebbe says, Shalom Ubracha. I'm confirming receiving your letter with the redemption of notes sold dated the 23rd of Mar Cheshvan. To take a good guess, even though it says the 22nd, of Mar Cheshvan, I'm going to take a guess that this is the 24th of Mar Cheshvan, the letter date, because in the letter, the Rebbe says, I got your letter of the 23rd of Mar Cheshvan, so if it's dated the 22nd, so this must be the 24th, especially the previous letter was dated the 24th as well.
Correct.
So this must be the 24th of, I'll correct it as that. The Rebbe says, and without a vow, when I will be at the end of this week on the holy tzion of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, I will mention you and your wife, may she live, to everything that you need as fitting to what you write in your letter. The Rebbe says, but what's going to happen at the end of the week when he's going to be at the OL is going to be Yom HaKippurim Kotan. Erev Rosh Chodesh is called like a small Yom Kippur. It's also a time of atonement. It's going to be Erev Yom Kippur Kotan of Rosh Chodesh Kislev, which is the month of redemption. Why is it a month of redemption? Because we have Yutes Kislev, the day of the redemption of the Alter Rebbe. It's a month of redemption, and it is includes a redemption from all those who had the merit to taste the teachings of Hasidus and the matters of Hasidus. And so it's the redemption of the Alter Rebbe and Hasidus. So anybody who had a connection and tasted is part of this redemption. And as it's known, the saying of our Rebbes, our holy leaders, that Yutes Kislev is Rosh Hashanah of the study of Hasidus and the ways of Hasidus. That's like the head of the year, the beginning or the head of the year for Hasidus and the pathways of Hasidus. What are some of the pathways of Hasidus? Is, as the Baal Shem Tov taught us, Ozoiv Taziv Imoy. This is a verse that talks about seeing a donkey falling in the road and you have to help the load him. Oziv Taziv Imoy. The Baal Shem Tov translates that donkey is metaphorically your own donkey. That's the human body who sometimes doesn't want to carry the load of Torah and Mitzvah. You have to help him. Not to afflict, not to fast. That's not the way of Hasidus, not Sigum Tanis. And what is Rosh Chodesh? So this is the eve of Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh, the Alter Rebbe and his son, the Middle Rebbe, said the precise language of Rosh Hashanah, or in this case, Rosh Chodesh. It's the head, it's not Tchilas, it's not the beginning of the month, it's the head of the month. What does it mean? Just like the head includes the energy of all the limbs of the body, so Rosh Chodesh includes within it all the days of the month. So Rosh Chodesh is all of Kislev, because it's the head, includes everything. So we understand that on Shabbos Mevorchim, when you bless the month, you bless Rosh Chodesh, then everything starts from there. So Shabbos Mevorchim starts the month of redemption. Erev Rosh Chodesh, which is Yom Kippur Kotan, then that's the preparation that begins, the preparation which all of the things that come down on the month of Kislev, on Rosh Chodesh. And the our Rebbe's told us, even if you open up to like the eye of a needle, then Hashem opens up like the doors of the Ulam. Now the doors of the Ulam was the double size, that means very big. But it doesn't just say big, it says the Ulam. Because in addition to its size, it was always open, they never closed it. Those were always open door. Because it didn't have any doors to block it, God forbid. Which means the Eibishter opens up, and if you open up to Hashem even a little bit, then Hashem opens up wide, a big opening, and an opening that never closes, that it stays open all the time. And this is all, especially on Erev Rosh Chodesh, on Yom Kippur Katan, which all the Inyonim start from the month of Kislev. Basically, the Rebbe says everything is pointing to tremendous amount of opportunity and a blessing, and the Rebbe blesses him for good news and all the above. I'm not sure whether he was somebody who practiced maybe some affliction or fasting or things like that, why the Rebbe specifically tells him that the Chassidus says to help the body and not to break the body. I don't know why, but apparently that was meant for him to give him that message. The Rebbe blesses him for good news and all the above. And to use the language of my father-in-law, the Rabbi, who was my father-in-law, zu gesunden Winter, a healthy winter. Winter is coming up. So the Rebbe wishes to have the winter. So the Rebbe says he will pray for him. And the Rebbe says that the month of Kislev is an opportune month, especially for those who had the privilege to taste. Apparently he was connected to Chassidus. And the Rebbe wishes him good news and success in what he's doing.